The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says, except for the soft housing market, the nation's economy is fundamentally strong. But the group, which represents more than 3 million U.S. businesses, says the race for human capital could undermine the nation's continued growth. In the Chamber's annual State of American Business Report, Federation President Tom Donahue advocates an ambitious agenda of reform.
We have got serious, serious challenges with 77 million people getting ready to retire, and we got 12 million undocumented workers here now. Let's quit the baloney and get down to a system that is going to support our economy, or companies only have one choice, and that's take some more of their business and take it somewhere else.
Among the chamber's initiatives, to lobby lawmakers to pass a comprehensive immigration reform bill in 2007. Donahue says a ready supply of skilled workers, along with higher educational standards, will allow the U.S. to stay competitive in a global economy.
The educational challenges facing this nation are alarming and need to be dealt with. 30% or more of our high school students don't graduate. At least 40% of our students enrolling in college have to take one or more remedial courses when they get there. We're letting our young people down and putting our future at risk.
Next month, the chamber plans to release a state-by-state report card to show how well U.S. schools are preparing students for the workplace. The chamber is also hoping to influence U.S. energy policy by announcing the formation of a task force that will look at common sense environmental and energy policies to reduce the nation's energy dependence without sacrificing jobs. Millar Sega, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。